Richard Thorburn's Home Run on Wave 102 with Overgate. Get fashionably fit in May at Overgate with Energy Fitness and BMI Firm Ray Hospital. Feel great for summer.
Delighted to see you joining me now on the show. Welcome to the living legend, I think, Jim Kerr. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Was that a good enough build-up for you, do you think?
My head's swelling as we speak.
So how's things? How's your week going so far?
Good. I mean, getting very excited. It was 2 or 3 weeks from now. A new album's coming out. New project called Lost Boy, a.k.a. and live dates hot on the heels of that as well, and it's all new, you know, new band, new album, new songs, and so it's keeping me on my toes.
I kind of like the Lost Boy AKA thing as well. It's a little bit sort of tongue in cheek, do you think, or
a wee bit? Yes, I mean, I of course, somebody said yesterday, imagine getting to your age and calling yourself Lost Boy. I was saying, I'm not really calling myself Lost Boy. That's a style of music. I'm actually Jim Kerr, but yes, tongue in cheek. I'm not so sure it was tongue in cheek in terms of the you know, really immerse myself in the record and try to write as good melodies and as strong songs as we could. So I'm taking it very, very serious. But you're right, it's always good if you can keep a wee bit back for a sense of humour.
Now, I have had a listen to some of the stuff on the album. It is very sort of very Jim Kerr, but at the same time as being recognisable, it is very different as well for you taking a sort of delving deeper in, as it were.
Well, that's right, and I think, you know, I intend to grow this Lost Boy in parallel with Simple Minds in the periods where Simple Minds are not active, because Simple Minds are like many classic bands that do an album every 3 years or whatever, a tour every 4 years, and that's great. It really goes, we have a ball, and we always have, but I feel really engaged with the music again. I want to get it into it, and so I'm gonna grow this thing. And I think, as you say in the album, you can it comes at you in a way. Obviously, my voice is well known with Simple Minds. When I go to play live, as I say, the week after the record's released, we do 10 showcase dates. They're back in the tiny clubs. Some of the clubs, in fact, Joining the Self Abusers, my band before Simple Minds, played in. So there's no getting away from this sort of feeling point A again. I think, to me, great live performers should be able to do it in arenas, but also be able to do it in a pub. I mean, you should just be able to get up and get into it.
Do it in the pub, love it.
You like it?
I do. You've never lost that Scottish edge to you. I kind of like that. You haven't gone the sort of Americanised way or anything like that.
Well, I tried, but it didn't work.
I think from what I've heard on the album as well, you've went back to your roots in terms of influences as well. There's a lot of sort of earlier stuff, earlier sounding stuff on there. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. There's no doubt there's a more than a touch of the nostalgia about it, which again is unusual, because I'm not the easiest when it comes to that. I would prefer to look to the next idea, but certainly I think it evokes a period of music that I liked for sort of just after that sort of post-punk 78 through to sort of 1982. A lot of bands like the early Ultravox and Magazine and as well as the sort of perennial people that always influenced me, like David Bowie and Lou Reed and stuff.
And no disrespect obviously to your bandmates, but is it nice to actually get a bit of freedom and get away from the band for a time? In the nicest possible way.
I'm glad you said, I'm going to grass you for saying that.
Simple Minds are coming, kick me in.
Charlie Birch will be at your door tonight. They're the greatest guys, and it's been an honour to work with them, and I'm fully intent to continue with that. But it's nice to have a blank page, and it's nice to go into the unknown.
First single then, Shadowland, comes out on the 10th of May. Do you get much time off to indulge in your big footy fan, aren't you? Your other passion?
Yes, indulge. I don't know. Hide under
it. It's been a tough season
blanket.
This season.
Hide under the blankets, Merlin.
Jim, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. Good luck with the album. As we say, Lost Boy, a.k.a. Jim Kerr, comes out on the 17th. And if you'd like to introduce a single, we'll play it for you now.
Well, I will, but can you just sort of remind me something? You're talking about Dundee, is that I've one of your citizens playing with me in the band, a fellow called Jed Grimes.
All right.
He's a bass player, well kent, and he's from Dundee, and he'll be playing with us with Lost Boy, so I should say hello to him. Meanwhile, I am Jim Kerr. Well, I'm actually Lost Boy, a.k.a. Jim Kerr. And I'm also Jim Kerr for Simple Minds. Who knows what I am?
Richard Thorburn's Home Run on Dundee's Wave 102.